It's episode 100. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed for episode 100. It is a little late in the day for me. Usually, by this time, I have recorded and uploaded already. But I came home and I didn't feel it. And the reason I didn't feel it is because this is episode 100. And I feel like I should have done something. There should be balloons and streamers. And we should all be excited about it. But at the same time, it's really not a big deal. It's just, it's episode 100 of a web series. If this was a TV show with a budget and like a crew, and we had made it to 100 without going bankrupt, then it might be a big deal. But this is YouTube. This show doesn't have a budget. The budget is whatever I can afford to spend on it. I bought a camera and a microphone and a couple tripods. So I don't honestly feel like I've accomplished much other than talking to you every day for 100 episodes in this chair at this table. And that, to me, is what's most important, is that you've continued to come back for 100 episodes. It's not something that I've done. I haven't done anything for 100 episodes. I've sat here and just blabbed. You, the audience, the viewers, the loyal friends, you're the ones who have made this show successful for me. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with production. It's just literally you, talking to you, hanging out with you in the chat, hanging out with you in real life. So I really don't have like a big episode 100 shebang. It's just another episode. Here we are. It's Friday. I've got plans for the weekend. One of those plans involves one of you, kind of. Let's talk about this past week. So the week before last, I was in Indianapolis for Gen Con, the world's biggest board game convention. That show was amazing. It was extremely draining, extremely tiring, and extremely exciting all at the same time. I was there with my publishing company, Portal Games, who I am an employee of. It's not my company. And we had the biggest game at the show, and it was huge and successful and awesome and wow. And I got to meet a lot of you. I got to hang out with a lot of you, and that was unbelievable. Like, that was wow. While at this show, we got gifts. Not mail, but one of them got dropped off in a thing. I got three gifts at the show. Two of them I can show you. One of them I can tell you about. The first gift I received at the show came from a guy who I don't even know his name. Honestly, he came over. He said, "Chevy, thank you so much. Here's this. I really, you know, love what you're doing, so thank you." And I said, "Oh, okay." And I didn't bother to look these up before showing them to you. But this is hashtag Nugget Dice from NuggetGames.com. These are some really awesome punch out laser cut wooden dice. And I'll show you with camera two. Camera two will show you that he included on these dice, one of them says the Daily Shed on one of the faces, and the other one is me. Look at my avatar. How awesome is that? That guy was great. He said, "Here, I made these for you. I really love what you're doing. Thank you." And I said, "Bro, you're on the show. Come on, man. This is awesome." I wish I could I might try to like figure out a way to put one of these on the wall, just because it feels like it should be there, but I got to figure out a way to do it so that it doesn't just disappear back there. Nugget Games Dice, nuggetgames.com/dice. Check them out. They're pretty cool. Punch out dice. I don't know if you can order them with my avatar on them. That'd be neat. The second gift I received there. I haven't even looked at it yet. I was talking with a friend who is a big fan of the show, and he has a podcast. And he has t-shirts for his podcast. And he had one that was in nobody's size. This is a medium. I am a large or extra large. It depends on the fit. But this is his show. It's called Board Game Quest. And this shirt, I could probably stretch it on, but it would look really goofy. Is a medium. And so I told him I would figure out a way to frame it and hang it on the wall. So this weekend, I'm going to do a project video on framing a t-shirt. And my plan, at first I thought I would frame it like that, like a sports shirt. But that's going to take up so much wall space, it'll kind of get lost. So I think what I'm going to try to do is, like, you know those frames with an American flag in them, like that they give fallen soldiers' families? Something like this. I think we're going to make, like, basically a shadow box with this inside of it. So I can hang up Board Game Quest on my wall. How cool would that be? So that's going to be this weekend's project video. I have the materials here. It should be a simple build. I will try to complicate it as much as possible to keep it entertaining for you. But, you know, it's a t-shirt in a box. So that shouldn't be too difficult. The last gift I received, I cannot show you because it's already been absorbed and released. And that was dinner. I had one of our friends, take me to dinner. And he said, you know, I really want to hang out with you, get to know you a little bit more. He's like, I didn't support your Patreon because of budgetary reasons, but I could do something like this. So I want to take you to dinner. By the way, this is called Lady Luck Imperial Red Ale. Carbon 4 Brewing. Never heard of them. This was given to me. So he took me to dinner. We went to a nice Irish pub. We had a sit down for like maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours. We spent a good while there just chatting about life and our gardens and our families, and that was really, really awesome. Bought dinner. We had an excellent dinner. So, you know, last week was officially what should have been episode 100. And because I had to take a break for that week, I don't feel like I have earned episode 100. But I feel like last week was episode 100 for me. Nothing I could do here on this camera could compare to the awesomeness of last week, to the friends that I got to meet last week that encouraged me to continue sitting in front of this camera, that encouraged me to try new things. That was bigger than anything I could put together to celebrate being together for 100 episodes. So thank you guys for being amazing friends. Thank you for being with me every day. Thank you for sharing my videos, talking about me with anybody and everybody, tweeting it, Redditing it, Facebooking it, LinkedIning it, putting my posts wherever you can. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody on Patreon. I've missed you for the last 2 weeks. If you want to check out the videos that I post on Patreon, you're going to have to subscribe. So it's $1 a month. You can subscribe for 1 month and then quit. You just to watch the videos that I've already put up. Whatever you want to do. But thank you everybody over there. I'm sorry that I've missed you for 2 weeks. I will put up some extra content for you this weekend. Probably in relation to some behind the scenes to this. Plus I have a ton of Gen Con footage to edit together this weekend to put up for you. And a crap load of other work I need to get caught up on. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you for sharing this video, liking, commenting, subscribing. You are the best friends in the world.
Hey Doc, wait, I wanna ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from BuffaloRumblings.com. What football teams have never been to the Super Bowl? Buffalo took their name off the dubious list of teams that had never won the big game with their 43-8 thrashing of Denver. Four franchises: Cleveland Browns, Detroit Lions, Houston Texans, and Jacksonville Jaguars have never been to the Super Bowl. I don't know anything about football, but I do know that the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars are expansion teams. So what's going on with the Browns and the Lions? Especially the Lions. I thought the Lions used to be amazing.